Ramachandra Puri's spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, was at the last stage of his life and was deeply experiencing love for Krishna.
Oh, my Lord Krishna, oh, merciful master, oh, master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because by not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. Oh, most beloved one, what shall I do now? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama. Gurudev, what is this? You should not lament or cry.
Ramachandra Puri.
Remember Bhagavad Gita. Nasochati means never lament. Nakanchati means never desire to have anything. You should become firmly fixed in knowledge.
What are you saying?
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Remember Brahman.
Do not speak like this to me.
Now is the time to become fully aware of Brahman, the great, formless, impersonal light.
Get out! Get out! I don't want to see your face. If I die seeing you, I will not be able to go back to home, back to Godhead. Go away immediately.
Yes, Gurudev. But remember Brahman and be joyful.
Go away! Oh, my Lord, I'm dying without achieving your shelter, and therefore I'm feeling great unhappiness. And now this rascal disciple of mine comes to give me more pain by instructing me about Brahman.
Ramachandra Puri, for his great offense of foolishly instructing his spiritual master, was condemned. Years later.
Ah, Ramachandra Puri. Please accept my obeisances. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
So you finally come.
Yes, I've been touring. And on my travels, I've seen many, many holy places. And in each holy place, I've seen whichever form of God that was worshipped there.
How long will you be staying?
Actually, I wish to live here. But as I am renounced, being a sannyasi, swami, goswami, or gosai, say my title as you wish. But in any case, I, being fully renounced, sometimes stay here and sometimes exhibit my opulence of renunciation and leave.
Jagadananda, I would like you to meet my godbrother, Ramachandra Puri.
Oh, a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Please honor me by taking prasadam at my home today.
Thank you, thank you. I've been eagerly awaiting to eat with the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for I have heard much about their eating habits.
Huh?
Let's go.
Please sit down, and I'll bring your lunch, Jagannath Mahaprasad.
Oh, very nice arrangement. Very, very, very nice prasad. More rice, please. More sabji. Rice. This is so enjoyable. Rice. Dal. Sweets, please. More sweets, please. More sweets, please. Sabji and rice. A little more rice on the sabji on the dal. A little more rice. Thank you. Sweets, please. One more sweet. One more, please. And a little rice. Sabji. And one more sweet. And a little bit more of the sweet sabji. Thank you. Jai. You've certainly taken nice care of me. And now, I have a request for you.
And what's that?
Please listen, my dear Jagadananda. You sit right down here, and you eat prasadam. I want you to eat prasadam. You eat what's left.
No, that isn't necessary. I'll eat later.
No. You take prasadam now, and I will personally serve you.
Please, no.
I insist.
sit right here and enjoy Lord Jagannath's remnants. Okay? Thank you. Now, first you eat rice. Here's some dal and sabji. Okay. Here's some more rice, dal, and sabji too.
I think that's enough. Thank you.
No. You must take more rice. Here's some more dal and rice, and here's sweets.
But I can't eat so much. Please stop.
My dear boy, you can't refuse Lord Jagannath's remnants. Here's some more rice, more dal, and here's that sweet sabji that was so good.
Oh, no.
But I insist. Here's some sweet balls, and here's some yogurt and rice, and here's dal there. And here's some more sabji and rice, and here's some sweets, and another sweet. Okay. Now, have you taken to your full satisfaction?
Oh, yes.
Go and wash your hands and mouth. And when you return, I have something very serious that I want to speak to you of. Aha! It is just as I had thought. Disgraceful! I had previously heard that the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate more than necessary, and now I have seen for myself that it is true.
What?
First, you forced me to overeat. Were you trying to destroy my renunciation?
I made you eat too much?
Then you greedily started eating. How you insisted on eating more and more simply astounded me. Abhorring. I'll make it my duty to check up on how these devotees eat and sleep. I'll especially gather information on their leader, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So the envious Ramachandra Puri began searching for faults in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees. He would arrive uninvited at someone's house and demand food. After being fed, he would carefully keep records on how much everyone else ate. However, although Ramachandra Puri searched and searched, he still could not discover any fault in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I found one! How can a person in the renounced order of life eat so many sweets? And you all consider yourself followers of that sweetmeat eater, don't you? Well, I'm going to Sri Chaitanya's house now for my daily inspection. I mean visit. I'm going to thoroughly search for evidence. Ahem, ahem.
Oh, you are a godbrother of my spiritual master and therefore an honored guest.
Aha! Just see, it is just as I thought. Ants are wandering everywhere. Here is the proof. Last night, you ate sugar candy here, didn't you? alas, this renounced sannyasi is attached to sense gratification.
I had heard rumors about Ramachandra Puri's blasphemy. And now I have seen for myself the imaginary faults he finds. Govinda! Govinda! Please come here.
Yes, Mahaprabhu?
Tell the devotees that from today on I will eat a few palmfuls of rice only and a small amount of vegetables.
Oh, no! Why?
Tell them if they offer me more than this, they will not see me in Jagannath Puri anymore.
Of the small quantity of rice that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, he only ate half, and the rest was taken by his servant Govinda. Seeing this, the devotees in Jagannath Puri felt as if their heads had been struck by thunder, and so they also gave up eating. When Ramachandra Puri heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reduced eating, he again went to see the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I have already explained to you that a sannyasi shouldn't eat for sense pleasure. But you have cut your eating in half. Indeed. Indeed, I see that you are skinny. A sannyasi should not take up dry renunciation either.
My good fortune is that you are instructing me.
Remember the Bhagavad Gita. That yashnatastu yogosti. One cannot perform yoga if he eats more than necessary or needlessly fasts. One must regulate his eating and his sleeping while practicing mystic yoga.
The next day, Paramananda Puri approached Sri Chaitanya with great humility.
Sri Chaitanya, my godbrother Ramachandra Puri is nothing but a harsh critic. Why cut your eating in half?
Sannyasis naturally favor austerity.
That may be true, but why take his word seriously? First, he artfully tricks someone into overeating, and then criticizes him, saying,
you eat too much. How much money do you have in your treasury?
A sannyasi who eats to satisfy his tongue deserves criticism.
But then Ramachandra Puri overeats and criticizes his host, saying,
you forced me, a sannyasi, to overeat. I can understand you're not advanced.
A sannyasi's business is eating only...
Ramachandra Puri's business is only fault-finding. He researches how others eat and how they live their lives. He never sees good in anyone, even if a person has hundreds of good qualities. Sri Chaitanya, why take his petty fault-finding seriously? Please eat as much as you were eating before. That is my request.
My dear Paramananda Puri, I shall still eat only half as much as usual.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted independently. At times, he heeded Ramachandra Puri's critical words, and at other times, he didn't listen at all. Thus, the Lord allowed the devotees of Jagannath Puri to observe Ramachandra Puri's fault-finding character and see firsthand the devastating effect offending one's spiritual master has upon one's devotional service. One day, however...
Haribol! Haribol! Have you heard?
What?
He's finally exhibited his opulence of renunciation.
Has he really?
Ramachandra Puri has gone on pilgrimage!
Haribol!
I'm glad India has so many holy places to visit.
I feel as if a great stone has suddenly fallen off my head to the ground.
Me too. Let's immediately start kirtan. Hare!
I've got a better idea. Let's take prasadam.
Haribo! 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 Haribo!
As soon as Ramachandra Puri left, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began accepting invitations from his devotees as before. And the residents of Jagannath Puri again began honoring prasadam to their full satisfaction.